conceived in the grace of your Son, the first fruits of victory on Calvary won. He chose you as mother to bring him to birth, the one fitting shrine for his dwelling on earth. Immaculate Virgin, with motherhood blessed, true God is the child that we ever regressed. With you we shall ever Magnificat sing, whose Son is our Maker and Savior and King. O Mother who stood by your Son till his death, still stand by your children till life's dying breath. Oh, pray for us all as in glory you share your Son's resurrection, his masterpiece fair.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Who likes to celebrate birthdays? All of us. Do you like to celebrate your birthday? Do you celebrate your conception? That's a little trickier, isn't it? But that's actually what we're doing here tonight. We're celebrating the conception of Mary. Can you think of anybody else whose conception we celebrate? Saint Paul. Not Saint Paul, but that was a good guess. Is there any adults who are as confident and as bold? Oh, how about the Annunciation? The conception, and I don't think we celebrate the conception of John the Baptist, but Jesus' conception we do with the Annunciation. And we celebrate the conception of Mary because it was different than all of ours, because it was without sin, and God marking her from the beginning for the special role that she would have, and his foreknowledge that indeed she would be faithful. So, honoring our sister, our mother, we turn to God now and ask for his grace to examine our conscience so that we can acknowledge our sins, so that we might turn to God for freedom, for mercy, and for help. Father, you sent us your Son. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Father, you sent us your Son through Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Father, you sent us your Son through Mary to honor and to follow her example. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer, for you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, you prepared the Virgin Mary to be the worthy mother of your Son. You let her share beforehand in the salvation Christ would bring by his death, and kept her sinless from the first moment of her conception. Help us, by her prayers, to live in your presence without sin. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the book of Genesis. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I forbid you to eat." The man replied, "The woman who you put here with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, and so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds. All of the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous deeds.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
Yes, with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. In the year 1846, the assembled bishops of the United States There were only 22 of them. We've got a few more now. Issued this decree with enthusiastic acclaim and with unanimous approval and consent. The fathers of this council have chosen the Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, as the patroness of the United States of America. That was a while ago, 1846. They were assembled in Baltimore because, what was the name of that colony, one of the original 13 that was named after Mary? What was it? Maryland. One of our original 13 states. The big city there was Baltimore. Baltimore because Maryland was the Catholic colony. Baltimore became the see of the first bishop in the United States, and it's still the see with the most highest rank because of its age. They were assembled there, and this was still in the early days of the formation of the United States. And among the first things they did was this decree saying Mary, especially in her Immaculate Conception, is the patroness of the United States. That's why even if this holy day falls on a Saturday or a Monday, it's still obligatory because of the acknowledgement that this feast is our patron feast. What does it mean that Mary is the patroness of the United States? Who's got a patron saint? Used to be the saints whose names we had. And, there's lots of things that people are famous for. St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes, hopeless causes, stuff that's really, really tough. I would suspect that St. Peter is patron saint of fishermen. St. Luke would be of doctors. Have you heard the term, that person is a patron of the arts. We still use that today, don't we? If someone is a patron of the arts, what does that mean? It means they're a supporter, they're an encourager, they're a protector of the arts in some way, of artists and museums and orchestras and things like that. And so it is the same with patron saints, or Mary being the patron saint of the United States. In some specific way, they were selecting Mary to be the one who's protection and encouragement and support as a nation we wanted to have. Of course, it was an excellent choice because Mary is a model to us of so many things. Be it done unto me according to your word, obedience, faithfulness. She was conceived without sin, but we also celebrate that she never sinned. So, even in the circumstances of her life, in which she had a free choice, as we do too, she always chose correctly. What do you think of that? Wouldn't you like to do that? Always choose the best thing. Well, Mary's the patron of those who seek those things, but we've talked about all those things before. Not something I'm not sure I've talked about before comes from our first reading, of which I think Mary is just an outstanding example. The first reading in the Immaculate Conception every year, and we have three different sections of the same event, is from the Garden of Eden. And this is because as Eve As Jesus is sometimes called the new Adam because he was obedient and Adam was disobedient, Mary is oftentimes in Scripture depicted as the new Eve because she was obedient and Eve was disobedient. And we always have that scene in the garden. I think we have the last of the three readings in sequence this year. And you know the story. The serpent lies. Adam and Eve had a pretty good life. They desired good things. They had everything provided by God, and then the devil slithers in. Don't pay attention to God. You know that one thing he told you not to do? To form their will. Don't pay attention to it. It's okay. Not a big deal. Who's going to care? He might not even know. And besides, he's trying to hide something good from you. It'll actually be better if you do what he told you not to do. Not only will you not get in any trouble, but you'll have something you don't have. You'll have knowledge. He didn't say of what. The type of knowledge they got, they didn't need. But Mary believed the serpent. Adam believed the serpent's lies. And we've been susceptible ever since. Because we get lied to also in much in the same things, that something good will ever come from doing what God says we shouldn't do. Not a big deal. Maybe we'll get away with it. Maybe it's not that bad. I really want this good thing. This apparently good thing we've been hearing him for a while. The devil speaks lies to us. God doesn't care. He's not paying attention. You're on your own. What's true for other people isn't true for you. You're too tall, you're too short, you're too big, you're too small, you're too fat, you're too thin, you're too blonde, you're too red. Oh my. In fact, what the Bible says is the devil, the accuser, night and day accuses the faithful before the throne of God. Who knows that the accuser continually speaks lies? Right up to this hour. Probably heard some today. I think it's a battle for how we think. It's why we know Scripture. It's why we pray. And Mary, for us, is a great example of someone who didn't believe the lies. I don't doubt that the devil, well, the angel was speaking to her and giving her this mission, was right by there too. Who do you think you are? You can't do this. Not much is going to come out of it. Let them find somebody else. Were the circumstances when she was about to give birth, she'd said yes once. Don't you think the devil was there saying, well, how'd this work out, huh? You think this is how God's supposed to come through on his part of the deal? Or when Jesus was lost in the temple, or when nothing seemed to happen, isn't the waiting the hardest part for 30 years? Or when his passion began and she saw the crown of thorns, or she was at the foot of the cross. The liar. Didn't work out, did it? But this is not what you thought was going to happen. See, I told you it wasn't going to be what you expected. You can't trust him. And Mary was faithful. She didn't buy any of that. She heard the lies, but we know by what we understand to be the Immaculate Conception that she persevered, that she hung on, that she believed, she was faithful. Did you notice anything different in the sanctuary today? This is the statue of Mary that is normally where? Over there by the candles. It's up here because this is a Feast of Mary. That would be nice enough, wouldn't it? But it's for a different reason. Mary's standing on something, and indeed her foot is on something. Who knows what it is? It's the head of a serpent. That's right. Coming from a prophecy in the book of Revelation that her heel will crush the serpent's head. We don't know that she actually ground her heel into a live snake, but that is depicted because that's a spiritual reality, because what Mary was doing was saying no to the lies. That's why she's the new Eve. She didn't believe it. And some circumstances that must have been pretty darn tough. And her knowing, saying no to the lies of the devil and holding on to belief in God and faithfulness to his word despite what circumstances look like. And I can't imagine worse ones than she had. She was holding on, and saying no to the lies was crushing his head, because that's all he could do. And for that, she is an example for us, and a supporter and an encourager. May we grow stronger because of her strength. May we imitate her. And not believing the lies, asking God's help to know the truth, and persevering, because as dark as was the day of the crucifixion, how glorious was the day when Jesus rose, and if we persevere, we'll know that day too.